Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Little Steely Dan bringing this back. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, and that's ageofthecustomer.com. Bill Treasurer is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, founder of Giant Leap Consulting, the author of a number of books on leadership, including Leaders Open Doors. Put a .com on the end of that, and you'll find the website for that book. Bill, thanks again for hanging out with us.
Hey, you know, Jim, you always have the best music. We will never hear Justin Bieber on your show.
You said that correctly. Yeah, that'll be after they, you'll hear that after they take me out feet first. Yeah. And speaking of which, I'm going to hear we're going to hear Steely Dan in concert at the end of the month. So I'm looking forward to that.
That's good music right there.
Hey Bill, you've had the privilege. I'm presuming that because it sure as heck would be a privilege for me to work with the Pittsburgh Pirates organization with your leadership ideas and so this year, and you've been using some of the things you learned there and some baseball metaphors to convey your leadership messages. In the previous segment, we talked about fouls, leadership fouls. But you also got some leadership strikes to tell us about.
I do. And so some of the leadership strikes, so some fouls that we talked about and now some leadership strikes. The first strike is lead yourself first. You want to be a good leader for people, then you want to move them towards a place that they are not residing at yet that's actually better for them on their behalf. You got to be a good leader of yourself first. You can't be a mess. You can't be somebody who has no sense of organization, who has no sense of direction, who lacks focus, and expects to bring those things to other people if you don't possess them. So the first person you've got to be able to lead is yourself. So lead yourself first.
You know, Bill, I was talking to somebody recently, and he was saying something about how can our company be a leader? Mm-hmm. He said, how can our company pull off this kind of influence with customers? I said, you do that by being the parent,
right?
By being the leader. I said, your children see they turn out more by what they see you doing than by what they hear you saying.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, if your company is more, if you act more like a parent, you'll become more like a leader in your behavior. And I said, the things that you do are what your customers see you doing is how they think of you as a leader. If you're
right.
if you're consistent, if you're trustable, if you have the right values, they're gonna be attracted to that more than they are the things you say. What do you think, Bill?
Oh, I absolutely think that. I've got a owner of a company that I've started working with in the last 8 months, and a good guy and the right motives. But he's wanting to do leadership to his company. He's trying to fix them and fix everyone around them. And I told him, I said, look, the biggest influence you're going to have on this culture of your, $300 million organization is your own leadership behavior. You can't do this to other people and absolve yourself from the leadership change you're trying to bring to them. And it took till very recently before I've seen some actual leadership changes on his behalf, which is the start of it all, in my opinion, is lead yourself first. The second thing is practice confident humility. You know, followers will allow you to put a lot of power into play as long as they know it's grounded in humility. Otherwise, they'll revolt. They want to make sure that you know where your roots are and that you haven't forgotten where you started, your humble origin, and that you haven't forgotten the path that it took to get to where you are. And that you're not more stuck up on the privileges of leadership, the perks that come with it, and that you're more interested in the privilege of leading, that you get to influence people's lives through your leadership. So practice confident humility.
Another, and to me, Bill, a way to execute that is through servant leadership. What do you think?
Oh yeah, that's what it's really the whole purpose behind Leaders Open Doors is, you know, a good leader is creating opportunities in the service of others. It's not about you, the leader. It never has been. Leadership is about the people that you're leading. It's not about you.
Mm-hmm. All right, what's another strike?
The next strike would be judge your success by their progress. So when you evaluate yourself and your effectiveness as a leader, it's not what you should be evaluating it is, are the people you're leading, are they hitting their marks? Are they being productive? Mm-hmm. Is their morale high? Are they showing up early? Are they enthusiastic about their work? That's the reflection that you're a good leader. I mean, if you ask a leader, are you a good leader? And they evaluate themselves, like, oh, yeah, I'm a good leader. I show up to work on time and I do my homework and I'm, sometimes a leader, I do 360s all the time and they'll have an inflated view of themselves. And then you ask the people anonymously who actually they're leading and they have a very different view of that leader in terms of that leader might be fully obnoxious and not recognize that their treatment of people is having negative impact.
The most successful way to be a leader and to acquire success is to aggregate the success of those around you.
Absolutely. Nurture it, foster it, build it, encourage it, and expect it.
Yeah. Well said, Bill. Hey, Bill, I need your website one more time.
LeadersOpenDoors.com.
Hey, Bill, good job today. Come back soon.
Always. Jim, great talking to you.
You too, buddy. Bill Treasurer, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.